Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Michigan judge has now thrown out a lawsuit filed by the ACLU. This lawsuit was an attempt to force a nationwide chain of Catholic hospitals to perform abortions. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this is a good development at this point in time. A Michigan judge has now rejected the ACLU's lawsuit. It was filed in Michigan. The case has now been dismissed. The ACLU filed it against the Trinity Health Corporation, which operates 86 healthcare facilities in 21 states. And they filed this against this Catholic institution. And they filed it because they wanted to force these Catholic institutions to perform abortions. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. They want these Catholic organizations to engage in human genocide, knowing that that is a direct conflict with their sincerely held religious beliefs.
It's outrageous. I mean, and it just brings to mind what we're just going through with the Supreme Court and the Little Sisters and those various Christian organizations that are being forced. And even Obama's attorney said the church may eventually even be forced to give out contraceptives and abortion-inducing drugs to their employees. And Little Sisters in those organizations say, no, we will not violate God's plan for life and do that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the health organizations, this Catholic organizations, they say that Trinity Health Corporation is dedicated to carrying out the health care mission of Catholic health ministries on behalf of and as an integral part of the Roman Catholic Church in the United States. Obviously, as part of that, there is a longstanding belief and Christian doctrine that's rooted in Scripture and rooted in the natural law that every human being is created in the image of God and is infused by our Creator with that human dignity and life. And we need to respect and protect life. Life is the most precious thing. It is the right of all rights. Without the right to life, all other rights are illusory. The right to property, the right to bear arms, the right even to religious freedom means nothing to a corpse. The right to life is the right of all rights. If you look at any regime that is repressive, one of the things that they easily lose respect for is the sanctity of human life and that human dignity. The Roman Catholic Church, obviously Christians of all different faiths and denominations believe in the sanctity of human life. To force us to participate in the brutal ISIS kind of destruction of innocent babies is the most incomprehensible idea you can imagine. And that's exactly what the ACLU was trying to do in this case.
Right, and we've gotten to a desperate situation where you should go to a hospital to get well, to get better, and here they are asking people to go to a hospital to end the life of their child. No different than if they took their three-year-old to the hospital to get better and decided to have it killed. No different than if they go and have an abortion. They're three-month-old child in the womb and have it killed. No difference.
If you don't think that we are involved in a culture war, then these two examples of the Little Sisters of the Poor, all the other Christian colleges and hospitals and facilities that are being faced with this Obamacare mandate and this lawsuit by the ACLU trying to force these religiously affiliated healthcare facilities to participate in human genocide. I mean, that is the epitome of the culture war, trying to force people as a prerequisite to engage in healing ministry for the hospitals, or helps ministry for the Little Sisters of the Poor, or education ministry for the Christian colleges, and you name it, it goes on and on, as a prerequisite to engage in your God-given calling, you have to commit human genocide. Now, when I was a pastor, after seminary, I was actually pastoring. I was ignorant of the issue of abortion.
You had an eye-opening experience.
I had an eye-opening experience. Yeah,
that's had an impact for you for today.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know. You know. You just read about it in the media, and so the media gives these little buzzwords, anti-abortion and pro-choice, and so you get caught up in the rhetoric of the media. And you just assume, because you can't even wrap your mind around how brutal it is. At least in my case, I just assumed that abortion was maybe a heavy menstrual cycle, that it wasn't really a life. And I watched a film that was called Assignment Life. And that film showed the development of the child in the womb. Back then, it was the old Life magazine historic photographs from 1965 with the baby on the front cover of that large magazine. And then the in utero flash photography, which was pretty revolutionary at the time, showing the development of the child in the womb, amazing. And then it showed fetal models, plastic models, and then it showed something that I'll never forget, and that's my first picture of what an abortion actually looks like. Mm-hmm. And you had these on this silver steel table, the body parts of this little baby, and it's obviously just a little human being. It's you could see the rib cage and the eyes and the head and the little fingers and the little toes. And this was in the first trimester. This is when people still don't even realize in many cases that they're pregnant. This was like in the 7-week time frame.
And child can actually survive oftentimes outside of the womb when those instances happen, and they're able to survive.
Yeah, they're able to survive earlier and earlier. Now the survival outside of the womb is into the second trimester. When Roe versus Wade was decided, survival was in the third trimester. Now technology has entered into the second trimester. And by the way, viability outside the womb is just a medical technology issue, because viability differs around the world. Because you may have viable babies in the United States at 20 weeks or 19 weeks, and in some other country it might be 22 or 24 weeks. Why? It's not because of the difference in the human being. It's because of the difference in the artificial ability to be able to provide nutrients to that child through medical technology.
But the whole point is the moment of conception, there is life.
It's
there
a life.
There is life there. I know when I was volunteering at a pro-life Christian center, and those girls would come in, they would be, get a pregnant test, they'd find out they're pregnant, they're scared, they feel like they're alone. But when they actually see a model of that baby in their womb, and they see, like you were saying earlier, the arms and the legs and the fingers and their eyes, they saw that's a child. It was life-changing to them, just like you had that experience.
Yeah, it's life-changing, and it's life-changing to most people. Right now, the debate is no longer, and it hasn't been for a long time, when does life begin? That debate has been settled long ago, scientifically, medically, it is a done, established fact, and that is life begins at the moment of conception. When the fertilization takes place, that's when a unique individual with its own separate DNA, separate from the mother, is ultimately conceived.
And God says, I know you at that point. I know who you are.
Yeah, and that one cell becomes two, and the two becomes four, and the four becomes eight, and it just continues to grow. And the only difference between that one cell and you and I, or someone older, is time. That's the only difference. The color of our hair, whether you're going to be prone to have diabetes, it's all created at that moment of fertilization. That's when a unique individual human being is created. And that unique individual human being begins to impact the mother's life.
Exactly.
Through changing hormones within that mother. And that human being is one that is an individual human life. So the debate is no longer when life begins. The debate is now, at what stage are you going to protect human life? And when you start moving that scale to say, well, it's at the time of birth, well, there's some people that say, no, it's at the time of 2 years after birth. There's literally a professor at Princeton University says, no, you only protect human life when they're able to consciously engage their surroundings. And that's like maybe 2 years old or so. It's absurd. Life is precious at the moment of conception. Good news is that the ACLU suffered a big setback, as they should have in this case. Continue to pray for this country, because we see these horrendous pictures of ISIS, and they are as brutal as you can possibly imagine. And you really can't imagine them until you see them. But what's happening in the womb and in these abortion clinics and behind the mantra of Planned Parenthood is the same exact thing. babies are having their bodies ripped apart, torn from limb to limb, with brutal, inhumane treatment, and we call that choice in America. God will ultimately not continue to rest his judgment on America. There will be a day of reckoning. I pray that before that, that collectively as a church, as individuals, and certainly as a nation, we come to repentance for the shedding of the innocent blood.
And the womb needs to be a safe place for these children, not a place where they are threatened.
Visit lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.